Hey science fans, it's Mrs. Corbett here and I'm going to teach my husband some GCSE science.
As I am the husband.
Welcome, husband.
Hello,
husband.
Mrs. Corbett.
Would you like to learn about biotic and abiotic factors in an ecosystem?
I would love to, and I'm going to cooperate and make it easy for you.
That is not going to happen.
It's not, no.
Okay, so can you remind me what an ecosystem is?
Yes, an ecosystem is communities working together.
No.
No.
I've only been teaching all day. Make this easy for me. Go on.
Okay, so hang on. A population is the number of one species in an area. A community is more than one population in an area. And an ecosystem is a whole bunch of communities.
It's the interaction.
Interaction.
Of communities. Or populations
with their surroundings.
Environment.
With their environment. Yeah.
Okay. So, students should be able to explain how a change in either abiotic or biotic factors would affect a given community given appropriate data and context. What a beautiful sentence.
Oh, so much of it is just so badly worded, isn't it?
This is why I'm going to put it into simple terms for you. You have to be able to, given some information, you have to be able to say what the biotic and abiotic factors are and how they are affecting that place.
Okay.
That might be a table or a graph, and you have to say, oh, they've changed this, so the effect that it's had is this.
By this point in my education, do I know what biotic and abiotic means, or are you about to teach me that?
I'm about to teach you that. Really? Although I'm actually going to get you to guess, because, you know, Latin.
Biotic is biological, natural, what's the word I'm looking for? Organic.
I mean... methane is organic.
Uh-huh. So it's not organic then?
Most of it is organic, but no.
And I was going to say an abiotic is non-organic.
No, not entirely.
Well, don't sound so disappointed in me.
I'm really disappointed in you.
Well, I'm trying to guess what words
bio
mean.
Bio, what does bio mean?
I thought it meant organic.
No. Organic means contains carbon. We're going to learn about that in chemistry paper 2.
Organic, yeah. That's what I thought it meant. Like, okay, what does it mean then?
Biotic means living.
Yeah, that's what... Organic!
Organic doesn't mean living.
Oh, no, it doesn't, I suppose, does it? Okay, biotic means living. Okay, interesting.
So a biotic factor is a living factor that affects a community.
A plant's alive.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes! Very much living things! Providing the energy for everything else. From the... They get their energy from the...
Sun!
The sun! Hey, sun! Okay, so biotic factors, living factors that affect communities.
Yep.
Abiotic factors are...
Non-living.
Non-living factors which affect communities.
Like methane, for example.
Yes. So, let's go through living factors. Now, we already mentioned them as sources of competition, etc. in the other episode.
Mm.
Okay, so what living things could affect a community or population in an ecosystem?
New predators,
fantastic. That's one.
New primary consumers. New secondary consumers.
Need to be a bit more specific on this. So a species outcompeting another species? So there's no longer enough of them to breed? Like
if we're going back to our tree. Yeah, you got the caterpillars on the tree. If you suddenly introduced, termites, the termites would eat the tree.
Sure.
And the caterpillars
and
wouldn't get any.
And it would outcompete the caterpillars to be in the tree, yeah.
Although the birds would eat the termites, not the caterpillars. Huh.
Interdependence.
Yes.
A really good example is the red grey squirrel thing.
Yeah.
So there were so many grey squirrels outcompeting the red squirrels, there were no longer enough red squirrels left to reproduce.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got new predators arriving, a species outcompeting another species. What else? Two more things
of living factors that were... Oh, bacteria.
Yes, a new pathogen. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, new disease in an area affects them, like myxomatosis in a given area affects rabbits or... what's that one? Horses get strangles in a given area.
Right, yeah.
The other one?
Mrs. Corbett is doing an eating motion.
Yeah. The availability of...
food.
Yeah, the availability of food. There might be a reason why there's lack of food.
Like if the grass dies. The tree dies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Abiotic factors. These are non-living factors that affect organisms.
Methane.
Sure.
Non-living not factors me, that's not a good that answer. Might... Oh, flooding. Weather. Don't me. Yes, weather.
Yeah, it's a bit vague, but yes.
It's a bit vague.
Yeah.
Well, what? Tell me exactly what we're talking about, and I'll tell you how weather's going to...
Like temperature. Temperature can cause death of animals.
Yeah.
And organisms, yeah. Can't it?
So can flooding.
Yeah. It can.
Hang on, we're talking about ecosystems here, aren't
how
we?
How it affects ecosystems.
Yeah, sorry, I'm talking about the ecosystem of our one particular tree right now, but we're talking about, like, the world as an ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Okay.
If I'm a plant,
yeah,
what abiotic factor is really important to me?
The sun.
Light, yeah. Mm. Light is an abiotic factor. It's not living, but it affects things.
Uh-huh.
So light, temperature. What else do plants need?
Minerals.
Yeah, mineral iron concentration. Yeah.
Okay.
That's in the soil. What else in the soil needs to be right for plants to grow?
Water.
Yes, water concentration.
pH.
pH, very nice. Soil pH, water levels, absolutely moisture levels in the air as well.
Sounds like it's all affected entirely by weather.
Mm-hmm. But you've got to be specific. Wind, that's a good one. Uh-huh. Wind direction, another, wind speed.
Another
that's
type
one.
Of weather.
Yeah. What else do plants need? Carbon dioxide. Too much carbon dioxide, the humans die. And then oxygen levels in like ponds and stuff.
Yeah
that's it.
Oh, cool.
Abiotic and biotic factors that affect ecosystems. So give me three biotics.
New predator.
Yep.
New dominant species.
Yep.
Pathogen.
Lovely. And that affects what of the food chain? The like, what's the relationship called where everything is...
interdependence.
Lovely. And the abiotic factors, give me three.
It's not weather, apart from it's wind, temperature, light.
Light. Can you tell me how light would affect an ecosystem?
Less light means less plants, fewer plants.
How? Why?
Because you need photosynthesis, Mrs. Corbett.
If you mention light...
You have to have photosynthesis.
If you mention light, mention photosynthesis.
Just say photosynthesis in all of your answers.
And just a little bit of a throwback to biology paper one. Why is keeping temperature regulated important?
Enzymes.
Enzymes. Good. Don't want the enzymes to... Yes.
Hang on. It's on the tip of my tongue.
People are screaming at you right now.
Well, they can scream all they want to because I can't hear you. All I can hear is the voices in my head. D or C.
Do you know what? The voices in your head. This just sounds like a cat to me.
Can I just say the little insight into my personality? The words I've got on the tip of my tongue are disinterested, disassociate, and disingenuous. It's not decharacterize. What's the first letter after N. D? Denature.
They denature. And what does that mean happens? What is denaturing?
The key doesn't fit in the lock anymore.
Yeah, the lock, the active site deforms.
Active site, that's right.
Lovely, we're done. You may go.
I'm quite impressed with all that.
That's very good.
Cool. I've got a good teacher.
Slaters.
Bye.